Shopping malls have finally placed their black top masks on the northeast corner of the Bronx, known as Baychester. Commentator Leon Winter remembers when it was just a forest of vacant lots by Interstate 95 and the swampy shoreland where the Co-op City apartment complex now stands. When he was a boy, the only shiny marquee for miles belonged to a Carvel ice cream stand.
I'm waiting in front of the new Home Depot, held up by the last of four stoplights and 100 yards before I can hit the highway. I close my eyes and look back through time. In my mind, I see Orchard Beach on the Sound, the Great Swamp, the Thruway, and dusty Baychester in summer beside it. There's not much else by this exit on Gun Hill Road but our little pink houses and a Carvel ice cream stand. It stood on a prairie of undeveloped lots my mom called the open lands, fallow ground where people planted junk cars and old paint cans while the city waited generations for development deals to bloom. The crusty black gravel parking lot was the only hint of civilization in a desert of construction debris, rotting furniture, and the rusted hulks of washing machines and doorless refrigerators leaning up against signs that say, "No dumping." The air is sticky with swamp cabbage and thick with lightning bugs, but the whitewashed walls glow cool neon, humming in the breeze from Eastchester Bay. I think the little stand is making its own electricity. The only other sound is the throb of the Thruway. Inside, creamy vanilla and chocolate and strawberry ribbons snake from the glistening stainless steel taps. I imagine commanding a banana boat, deck stem to stern with crushed fruit, nuts, and sprinkles. We spoon our treats in the parking lot under the late glow of summer sunset. Daddy and Mommy in the open doors of the Chevy, we boys sitting on the fins, dangling feet, listening to the crickets and the Beatles so soft on the radio. It's 1966. There are places I remember. Some have gone and some remain. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Sometime between 1970 and now, suburban America fell on Carvel and the open land on both sides of the Thruway. It fell too slowly to see it coming at first. A stoplight here, a supermarket there. I didn't even notice Carvel was gone until last fall, when Home Depot and a sneaker superstore dropped on this very spot like Dorothy's house on the Wicked Witch. Progress has poured bricks and mortgages on the Thruway land, filling in the secret swamps of my boyhood. Brake lights blink back at the stars over I-95, and the sky's not so big anymore. Traffic's too thick to hear one Peterbilt diesel come whining down the line. And the air's too thin now for lightning bugs, with all the bushes and woods plowed down. Now the last stoplight on Gun Hill Road says, "Move on," and I can't find a Lennon-McCartney tune on the dial. I strain to hear the Dopplered siren sigh of my youth, of big rigs running from Maine to Florida and back. From the new glare of Home Depot, I slip like a stranger onto the highway, where the Bronx almost meets the sea.
Leon Winter lives in the Bronx.